In section 41, Calvin turns to the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is, "Hallowed be thy name." He assumes here, and perhaps this this goes against a lot of modern conceptions and certainly the environment in which we live, that we just as believers ought to be consumed, absorbed with the holiness of God. That there is nothing higher, nothing more important than God's name. Nothing that should move us more than God's name. He quotes Psalm 48:10, "As your name, O God, so thy praise unto all the ends of the earth." For wherever God becomes known, his powers cannot fail to be manifested. Might, goodness, wisdom, righteousness, mercy, truth, these should captivate us with wonderment for him and impel us to celebrate his praise. Calvin says, wherever God makes himself known, and he just mentions a few of his attributes, that we should think on these things. Our hearts should be humbled by them. We should wonder over God's name. May God give us grace to do so, because these are aspects of who God is, and therefore in praising him, we honor his name. Because, therefore, God's holiness is so unworthily snatched from him on earth, if it is not in our power to assert it, at least we are bidden to be concerned for it in our prayers. Calvin says, we may not have any authority or influence on earth to curb men's disregard for God's name, but in our prayers, it should be our passion. I'll never forget the first time reading this next line when I was 17 or 18. It has stayed with me. Calvin says about this first petition, to summarize, we should wish God to have the honor he deserves. And then here's the statement, men should never speak or think of him without the highest reverence. Never to speak of God's word, never to speak of his works, never to think about it without revering him. Scripture uses the word godly fear, eusebia. That reverence is particularly due to God as God, that whenever we think or speak of him, we do so with reverence. Calvin says this is opposed to all the profanity that has always been too common and even today is abroad in the world. I suppose 500 years later has not gotten rid of the profanity and the disregard that men have for the name of God. Calvin says, hence the need of this petition, which ought to have been superfluous. He said, this shouldn't even be necessary if even a little godliness existed among us. But if holiness is associated with God's name, we're separated from all other names, it breathes pure glory. Here we are bidden to request not only that God vindicate his sacred name of all contempt and dishonor, but also that he subdue the whole race of mankind to reverence for it. Now this is vital. For Calvin, hallowed be your name is not just a whimsical, it is one, Lord help us and all men to reverence your name, but second, to put down, to subdue all of mankind, that they will reverence your name. And Calvin says this takes place in two ways. This is where he says God reveals to us himself to us partly in teaching, partly in his works, and he says we're to reverence him in both respects. We are to think about that he has created the world, that this world did not come from time and chance and impersonal processes. Evolution as a theory is blasphemy because it denies God's works. Historical forgetfulness is blasphemy, just as much as the state claiming to be God and replacing the name of the true God with its own name is blasphemy. Calvin says we need to respect God's works just as much as we respect his word. He says, thus it will come about that Scripture will obtain a just authority among us, nor will anything happen to hinder us from blessing God as in the whole course of his governance of the universe he deserves. But this petition is directed also to this end, that all impiety which has besmirched this holy name may perish and be wiped out. Now, how else is that to take place except by the progress of the gospel in the world, and that men's hearts are humbled, and that more and more of the world is converted to Christ? We're to pray for this when we pray for God's name to be honored. Lord, send out your gospel. Subdue men's hearts to yourself. Quicken dead hearts. Replace profanity with praise. Replace blasphemy with confessions of faith. Calvin says we're to pray for this, that all detractions and mockeries which dim this hallowing or diminish it may be banished, and that in silencing all sacrileges, God may shine forth more and more in His majesty. Let us pray together. Hallowed be your name.